Blog Talk Radio.
What is this new effect? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We got a heck of a show on tap for you tonight. We are going to be talking with a bunch of folks. You can see me through all this crap. What the hell I did? It's kind of funny. I don't know what it is. What does it look like to you, folks? I'm going to a raging dance party. Forget all that crap. Oh, man. I'm looking at the live feed. It's not there. I don't know what the heck I'm seeing here. Thank goodness it's not there. Or is it? I don't know. But the folks are calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. Yes, indeed.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
I've never done this before.
Attention, conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problem.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind.
This is a weekend of protests and rallies and all kinds of things happening patriotic across our nation and our state here in the Sunshine State. I'm kind of mad about this effect. I don't know how to get rid of it. Here we are. It's a crazy live feed. It's fun. Let's do it. We'll have a good time. We're going to be talking with Matt Johnson. We're going to be talking about American for America. state capitol rallies across the country. They are taking place this Saturday. Go to my page, go to the event page, and you will see that I have all the information there in the event page. So go there, find it, find the one for you. We have a local rally here in the Brooksville area. I'll talk about that. And a couple other things, and then we're going to talk about what's shaking at Mount Rushmore on Sunday. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to bring in our first guest, because I know he's got another show. He's going to the Pissed Off American show right after this one. So let's bring in real fast first, Americans for America, Matt Johnson. He's from the Florida chapter. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Matt, if it ever loads. It's loading. There it is.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I don't know. Everything seems a little slow. I don't know what's going on here.
Uh-oh.
I got a crazy-looking live feed. I don't know if you see my feed, but it's crazy. I'm looking at some crazy effects. I don't know what happened, how they got there. There they go. So it's a fun show. So,
surely the alphabet
agency
is going to be trying to interfere.
And we are speaking with Matt Johnson. He's going to be part of the Florida Americans for America Second Amendment rally in Tallahassee this Saturday. Give some of the details, maybe bus stops if folks, because I hear there's going to be many buses to get the folks into this event. We are putting forth an effort to try and blow away the crowd that went there to take away the rights. With a crowd
right.
That's twice as big and making a bigger statement of leave our rights to hell alone. Go eat some Tide Pods and sniff a condom.
You got that right.
You know what I'm saying?
These kids trying to tell us how to live our lives and what laws we should make. When I grew up, right. My parents told me what I needed to do.
Right.
Wasn't the other way around.
You know, they got some video games in the basement that are war games. And then all of a sudden, they think they can come out of the basement because they've been playing war games for the last 10 years. And they're soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise! No, you're not.
Oh, yeah. still eating Tide Pods and snorting up condoms. Oh, it's insane.
So give out some of the details, Matt.
Sure. So here's the deal. You know, like you said already, it's in every state capital. By the time some states got a point of contact on board, they may have had to move the time or the location, but it's still happening on the 14th. Every state is going on as far as Florida's concerned. It's happening on the stairs to the old historic Capitol building, the Capitol Museum. From 2:00 to 5:00 Eastern Standard Time. And as we were promoting this and pushing this out on as many groups and pages as possible, I had the owner of Shoot Straight reach out to me and say, hey, listen, I'm willing to foot the bill and cover up to 50 to 60 buses if we can get that many people to fill them up. You know, we need to make sure that they don't. He said we need to make sure they don't take away our Second Amendment rights because, I mean, let's face it, he's a gun store. He's out of customers at 9 locations if they take away the Second Amendment. And for me, you know, I got a family and it's just a constitutional protected right that was given to me by God. And I'm a veteran. I'll fight for it until the day I die. So to hear that was pretty amazing. So as far as the buses are concerned, we've got them set up in 6 locations. If you're in Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Sarasota, Tampa, Apopka, I'm missing one. West Palm Beach is the 6th location. They're all leaving round trip, of course, no charge. They'll bring
and
you there.
And they're all leaving from Shoot Straight. They're all leaving from Shoot Straight location.
No, not all of them. The Orlando area is leaving from the Apopka Shoot Straight location because they actually have a parking lot adjacent that can handle enough, you know,
people park in there to ride a bus without affecting, you know, their daily operations. The same thing goes for Tampa, which will cover Lakeland, Clearwater, and Tampa area, Sarasota, West Palm Beach, Fort Myers, and Fort Lauderdale. They are not, because they don't have a parking lot big enough or even an adjacent, you know, an empty one across the street or whatever. So those locations are listed. If you go to the Facebook group, NCCPAFL, so facebook.com/groups/NCCPAFL, and then click join and then click on the events section, and you'll find out, you'll see the each one has an event listed. Mark going. It's got the address, the time it's leaving, and everything like that. Concealed carry is absolutely okay. A lot of people have asked if you need to bring a cooler because you need snacks or water or whatever. That's 100% okay as well. You know, we just need to get the Pro 2A side, as many as possible, to, you know, show up. You know, we're doing this. This is the first time anybody has, to the best of my knowledge, shelled out anything out of pocket to help this side of the argument, unlike the other Tide Pod eater, unlike the other Tide Pod eaters that have Hollywood and the NFL backing them. You know, this is 100% grassroots. So to have somebody finally stand up and say, "Hey, I'm going to help," that is huge.
It's been a long, long, long time since I've seen any kind of donation of that significance.
Yep.
You could see these other rallies where they get these kids to show up, and all their signs have MoveOn.org on them. They're being printed, pre-printed. They have a warehouse, and they're being donated. And then you see our side, and they got a bunch of poster board with magic marker on it.
You know? Yeah, but you know what? That just shows that we are actual, real Americans that are dedicated to protect the Constitution instead of paid puppets, is what I like to call them.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And do you have any shoot straight information? So, because they're doing a great thing, so I think folks should get out and support the shoot straight.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get their link, and I'm going to post it on my pages as well, so that folks, you go out, and even if you need just a strap for your, you know, crossbow, go there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure they have. I think they have ranges at every one of their locations too. And so I'm pretty sure for like a membership fee of whatever a month, you can go as many times as you want to the range. You know, and I know the range that I go to is like $10 every time I want to go. So if I wanted to go every week, that's, you know.
The one I go to is like $16.
Yeah, see, so.
It's nice. It's an
outdoor
range.
You go four times a month and you're,
I like the outdoor range. It's really nice. It's peaceful.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the outdoor range that includes hogs and deer and other edibles.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Matt. So what time's everything kick off? 2 p.m. at Tallahassee in Florida?
Yep. 2 p.m. We'll start it off right with the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance, just like the unlike those commie puppets. And we'll get it started at 2 o'clock on the Capitol, the old Capitol steps.
Excellent. And then that goes by time zone, folks. So if you're in the central time zone, that'll be 1. If you're in the mountain zone time zone, that'll be noon. And if you're on the west coast in the Pacific time zone, that's 11 a.m.
You looking
to
at
you.
Yes, sir.
That's all the time zones. If you're in a capital near you, I know some of my friends up in Carolina have contacted me. They're going to Raleigh and others. So I know that this has got a pretty good head of steam. And if it's at every capital, that'll make a big statement, because I don't know. You know, they had like 800 different sites that they hit on their rally. It's going to be hard to top that, because we are nowhere near funded like that. Folks, most of the Patriots that are in these rallies fund themselves. There is no funding. And that is why the crowd difference, you see the crowd difference. The folks that can really sacrifice are really sacrificing. Some folks are really putting themselves out to just go out to, you know, these rallies. Some folks are traveling 100 miles, 150 miles or something to go out to a rally. And that could put somebody out, $50 for gas, you got lunch, you know. The next thing you know, it comes Tuesday and you need a gallon of milk. Uh-oh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening in the Patriot community. And it's really rough, you know, but there's great Patriots. They're standing up across our country. God bless each and every one of you folks that make it out to these rallies. Americans for America. Matt, I want to thank you guys who are standing and who are actually going to make it out there and put your faces out there at the Capitol for the world to see, as it will be live streamed, folks. I'm sure there'll be live streams all over the place Saturday, and I know there's a live stream Sunday. We're going to talk to Billy Belo about the live stream for Sunday at Mount Rushmore. Matt, I know you got another show, Pissed
yes,
Off
sir.
American. Guys over at Pissed Off American, the Patriot Nation Radio says what's happening. And I want to thank you again for all your efforts, and I'm proud to help you guys promote it, even if only
awesome,
four
man.
People are watching my feed right now, for crying out loud. I don't know what the
hell
happened.
That's all right. Maybe they're all listening. I know the link I shared was to the Blog Talk Radio, so hopefully they're listening anyway.
that one gets a lot of listeners on there. When I was with World Integrity News Network, they were Nielsen rated. They were getting like 35,000 a show. So if it's anything like that, we're doing good.
Nice.
Hallelujah. All right, Matt. Take care, man. God bless and peace.
Thanks, sir.
I'll talk to you soon.
You too. And hey, have a safe trip up to Dakota this weekend.
I don't know if I'm making it up to Dakota. I know we are having a Second Amendment rally in Brooksville in support of the Second Amendment rally in Tallahassee for folks who can't make it. We're going to talk about that.
Nice.
For folks who can't go to Tallahassee, they can land at Hardee's in Brooksville. We'll talk about that shortly. All right, Matt,
awesome.
Man, peace. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's Matt. He's going to be heading up to Tallahassee. So find out the bus locations. We will get that all up and on the pages so that you guys can find a bus stop here in Florida taking you to the Capitol. We got 50 to 60 buses paid for by Shoot Straight Gun Shops. So you want to look for them, guys. Again, the East Coast is 2 p.m. Then it's 1 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Mountain, and 11 Pacific. Head out to your state capitals, folks. If you can make it, please do. And right now we're going to bring up Michael Hutton. And, bam, I think that's Mike. Is that you, Mike?
No, sir. This is Sherry Saunders.
Oh, darn it. I thought – sorry, Sherry. Thank you. That's Sherry. She called in to listen. Thank you so much, ma'am, for calling in. I appreciate it. I got to click up the other number. Thank you again. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Hutton, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
We got it. Oh, the audience crowd just bumped up a little bit. Good. Live feed is kicking on a little bit. I'm doing pretty good. It's here, folks, the big weekend at Mount Rushmore, the Patriot Union Party and Michael Hutton, and we're going to also be talking about Americans United Against Tyranny and a live feed and all the stuff that's going to be shaking at Mount Rushmore, including Jordan Page and Dave Bray. Shalise Finicum is going to be up there and a couple others. We're going to have some state representatives and things like that from Dakota, South Dakota. I think it's South Dakota, yes, and they're going to be there chatting and speaking to the masses about saving America. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We are teetering as the FBI, of all law enforcement agencies, tries to topple a president. It's unbelievable. We are witnessing unvetted treason and sedition against our president, and they're not getting into any trouble. It's pointed out daily on the Hannity show, and they are getting away with murder, literally. And it's really nuts. Again, Michael, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
Well, you pretty much said it. I mean, that's really the point of this rally. And, you know, when you say they're getting away with murder, if we're to believe Julian Assange and the point that Seth Rich was the person who was the source of the leaks, you know, into the DNC, then indeed they are getting away with murder because, as you know, Seth Rich was killed, shot in the back, under a supposed robbery attempt on the streets of Washington, D.C., not long after this story broke. So, you know, the effort to sort of shut down all possible voices that could reveal the fact that the Russians had nothing to do with this, is part of the entire picture of the scandal that we're dealing with. And you know, the rally that we're holding at Mount Rushmore this weekend is to call for justice for Hillary and Comey and heads of the intel agencies, members of Obama's administration, you know, the DNC, Fusion GPS, and the whole host of actors that were involved in this conspiracy, you know, beginning in the first place with the effort to try to sweep Hillary Clinton into the White House. And then when that failed, shocked and stunned by the fact that the patriots of this country came out in mass and overwhelmed the left and got Trump elected, they turned on their heels and immediately began using the same phony dossier and the, you know, wiretap into Trump's campaign headquarters and whatever other methods that they could come up with to try to create a scandal that would get Trump or put Trump into a position to be impeached. And that has failed because, I mean, obviously Trump and his entire campaign are squeaky clean as far as any Russian collusion, which, by the way, is not a crime. Even if they illustrated that Trump had colluded with Russians, in the end, there's no crime committed there. And so there's really no opportunity to impeach the president based on those charges. But the objective
of the war committee.
Yeah, the objective of the left is not.
Many crimes that were committed. Smashing blackberries with hammers comes to mind. Deleting 30,000 emails. Mishandling classified information.
Lying before Congress. Giving false testimony under oath before Congress. All are crimes for which Hillary and her hairy horde could be prosecuted. Of course, there's no will to do that in the swamp. And really, the fact of the matter is that, you know, we can easily imagine that if they start turning over the stones to do a thorough investigation on Hillary, it won't just be, members of the Democrat Party and members of Obama's administration that end up being called up on charges. It'll be some on the right, like McCain as well, and perhaps even Jeff Sessions, because this whole thing goes much further than the investigation into the email server or the entire Russian collusion conspiracy business. It goes to the fact that what Hillary Clinton has been doing through her position as Secretary of State for many years is selling off favors through the White House, and really, ultimately, we can imagine that Obama himself could find himself indicted. So it's, you know, when Trump said that he intended to drain the swamp, the problem that he runs into there is that it effectively would, dismantle our federal government, because it's very likely that such a huge number of people are involved in this this ugly business that we'd have a constitutional crisis that would emerge as a consequence of people across various agencies, members of the judiciary, certainly the FISA courts being manipulated by the FBI. And it presents a picture to the American people, if they pursue the investigation out to its natural conclusion, that the entire federal government is corrupt. And then what do we do about that? Of course, we have answers for what we do about that. But as far as, you know, the American people are concerned, it would present such a shock to the average sleeper at home that you know, indeed, the extreme right, as many of us are called, have been telling the truth when we say that the entire federal government is corrupt and that the abuse of power goes virtually throughout the entire federal government and every agency and every law enforcement agency and our intelligence community. The argument for the Patriot Act, has been consistently that these things would only be used, in the pursuit of terrorists. But in fact, we can see now that the FISA courts and the process has been used to target and to attempt to destroy simple Americans. And so,
yep.
you know, this the reality behind this thing is so large and so vile in its nature that it would really shake the American vision of you know, the role of the federal government right to its foundation. So who's going to pursue this? You know, who's going to be the one to step up? You know, we've got Gowdy and Jordan and a few other people who are beating the drum and finding themselves facing obstacles at every turn. And of course, they're unwilling to turn over documents and unwilling to turn over emails and unwilling to, you know, pursue information in text messages, because doing so unveils a reality that exists in our federal government that is beyond anyone's imagination.
Right.
And, you know, our objective, the American Patriot Union, our objective is to see a complete systemic overhaul of the federal government, and over some, you know, period of years sustainable to making sure that we don't fall into economic or political chaos, to see
we need to scrap the 16th Amendment that was never ratified. That would help. You could start right there.
Yep.
Knock it down to 26th Amendment.
You're absolutely right. You know,
and
these
now,
things are go ahead.
The 15th is this Sunday. And you guys have a heck of a lineup going on. Do you have that lineup available? You can kind of read off the lineup.
Sure. Yeah, I've got a good group of people that are coming in there. We are going to start off. I'm going to give the opening ceremony speech, and I'm going to bring it hard to this entire picture. And then after that, we've got I'm trying to pull it up here real quick. Caught me off guard. We've got Jordan Page, who will get on stage and perform his patriotic songs and entertain the audience for about an hour. After that, we've got a good friend of mine who's an evangelist, Keith Mitzel, who will be on stage giving a message regarding the role of the church in America and the responsibility of the church to stand up against you know, the box that it's been put in by the federal government with the 501c designation. And you know, this is a key point for all the Christians who are listening to understand. How do we have freedom of religion if the government has to approve the church in order to receive tax exemption? You know, and in that approval, declare that from the pulpit, no issues of politics can be addressed. Doesn't sound like freedom of religion to me. It sounds like the government putting the church in a place where it has no ability to influence the society at large. But after Keith, we've got a fellow who's running for governor of South Dakota, who's going to come in and speak. We may have also a fellow by the name of Larry Zimmerman, who is the head of Veterans Affairs there in South Dakota. After that, Shalise will get on stage and talk about states' rights. And following Shalise, we'll have Tim Goodwin, who is the South Dakota state representative for the area right around Mount Rushmore. And then after Tim, Stacy Nelson, who is a South Dakota state senator. Both are real patriots, very strong Second Amendment supporters. You know, First Amendment supporters, Fourth Amendment supporters, and they're going to get up and talk about, you know, issues that are relevant to not just the state of South Dakota, but to our whole government. Following Stace Nelson, we'll have Bella D'Angelo, who is a well-known radio host and patriot activist in South Dakota. And then Sherry Saunders, who's on the phone listening, will get up and speak on behalf of Overpasses for America, another well-known grassroots effort. And then following Sherry, we'll have Dave Bray, another patriotic singer-songwriter, well-known in the land rights efforts, who will get up and sing his songs of tribute to our men in blue and to to our military and to all those who wear a uniform in the service of America. And then closing up the afternoon's lineup will be our good friend and fellow in the Patriot Union, who also runs an organization called Take a Pause Advocates United, Billy Breeman Below. And we'll close up the day with, with a good tribute ceremony to America. In between the speakers, we will provide some really powerful and significant informational videos and musical tributes. We will make the entire day a celebration of America and a celebration of the ideals that we have to restore in this country, the virtues that we have to restore in this country in order to see liberty and justice prevail.
Excellent. Excellent. Hallelujah. And on the line with us right now, Michael, is Billy. Billy Below. What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Billy Below, Take a Pause. Search Take a Pause on Facebook. There are many different pages. He supports and helps and works so hard for the country, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Below. What's happening, Billy? Welcome
back.
Thank
you, Mark. My honor to be on Patriot Nation once again. So looking forward to being out there with all the dignitaries and special honored guest speakers and performers. So looking forward to being in South Dakota and representing the American people and hearing what it is that the American people have to say about the adjustments that need to be made within our republic.
Yes, indeed. Now, your thing is the live feed. What's the details on the live feed if people want to tune in and watch all the festivities take place? Because I know our good friend and rocker, America's most patriotic rocker, Dave Bray, will be unveiling some new music. And folks want to watch that for sure. Because the new record
comes out
on Memorial Day. And he's going to preview for the first time live at Mount Rushmore during this event. This is big stuff. Not only are we standing up, these guys are all standing up for this country and making a stand, but we got America's most patriotic rocker along with America's most patriotic folk singer-songwriter. Unbelievable stuff taking place April 15th, starting at 9 a.m. at Mount Rushmore. Give us a little bit of the live feed details, Billy.
Okay, on the live feed, I'm hoping that the live feed starts at approximately 9 a.m. in South Dakota and runs continuously through till 5 p.m. at the ending closing of the ceremonies. Now, that will be distributed all over Facebook, and we're hoping to get it on the other networks like Twitter and things like that because we want to have every American be able to voice their opinions on the live feed of what's taking place in South Dakota.
Will they be on Facebook?
You're breaking up, Mark.
There's some horrible background noise there.
I'm not really sure where that's coming from.
If one of you guys have the show on in the background, maybe turn it down. What I was saying is, jeez, I forgot now.
We're gonna try to do a live feed through YouTube. We're still working on the tech of getting that set up. We're gonna definitely have live feed through Facebook, through the American Patriot Union page, and also through Billy's page. We're gonna try to have four different streams coming through different services. We're also gonna try to make that happen through the Patriot Union website at auat.org. We've got sufficient bandwidth and horsepower and equipment set up in South Dakota to do this. One of the things that we are not certain about is whether or not we can do a continuous feed through Facebook for that entire period of time. So what we may do is run feeds and, run them as long as Facebook's limits permit, and then shut them down and start them right back up again. So people will be able to watch the entire show. We're just going to have to figure out how through timing to ensure that you know, that the important parts of the show are covered, and we don't want to break in the middle of anyone's speeches or in the middle of anyone's performances. Right. But we're going to do our best to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to follow the rally and you know, as Billy said, have the opportunity to voice their own opinions about what we're doing and ways that we can all work together to save this country.
Excellent. Folks, you see, there are many, many patriots out there working hard and really with great intentions to save this great nation of ours, the United States of America. Because we are in dire straits. As the FBI and other agencies try to topple a presidency right before our very eyes, and nothing's being done. So it's time to maybe get something done. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the truth of the matter is, Mark, the only way that we're going to really see the kind of action taken, you know, to not just deal with these criminals that have conducted this conspiracy against our president, but in terms of all the other things that we need to see change in America, we need to see our news media reformed and end this bias that exists, this control by the left, and really the major news systems have become nothing but disinformation and propaganda systems. We need to see reform in our schools, see our higher systems of education, you know, being taken back from the effective Marxist control that exists there. There's so much that needs to be done to restore our institutions in America. And the only way that can happen, you know, is if the American people become a force that is working for change. And that's the vision of Patriot Union. You know, we supported President Trump. We voted for him and his campaign to make America great again. But we see, as we predicted, that as soon as he took office, the forces began to array against him on both sides of the aisle to try to take him down. And the thing that American people have to realize is that what we're dealing with here is something that has been working to take control in America for the past 40 years. When I was a young man in the late 70s, I became very aware of the movement of the left, the Marxists in this country, who were planning and strategizing to do the very things that we've seen taking place in America over the past 40 years, to take control of our news media so that they can control the narrative, to take control of our entertainment industry. You notice that we see this consistent, you know, propaganda that comes out through, you know, through popular entertainment. To take control of our schools so that those people that are being turned out as journalists, being turned out as leaders in various, you know, various arenas are bent with a left, with a socialist and Marxist kind of mindset. They've been working to infiltrate all the departments and agencies of our government. And we see that as Trump has begun to try to, you know, drain the swamp as he campaigned, that he's finding resistance at every turn. They are working a strategy that they've been working to put in place now for 40 years, and they have accomplished virtually all of the bullet points of their agenda: marginalizing the church, attacking traditional values. These things are the things that, you know, these agents of the left realized back in the 70s were going to have to be done if they were going to have an effective campaign and destroy America. So we see now in the later, you know, in the later part of the teens in the 21st century, that we look out there and we see all these things that have happened and all of this corruption and all of this control that exists. And we have to stop imagining that happened just by coincidence or that just happened by circumstance, by the evolution of culture. This is not what has taken place in America at all. This has been a strategic effort that has been exercised by people in positions of power for the past 40 years. And we are standing now on the precipice of seeing this country destroyed. And the only force in America and I mean the only force, because no politician can do it. No one working from inside the federal government can do it. And really, the all the efforts in the various causes that are great patriot causes, such as Convention of States and all of the other efforts out there that are intended to reform particular areas of our government, like immigration or school reform, all those things working separately, working independently, cannot succeed to overcome the power that we're facing in this organized left. And the only thing that can do that is when the American people recognize that they've got to become an equal force to that one that is seeking to destroy our country, and we join together and become a powerful union that is able to exercise the kind of that they can garner the kind of resources and exercise the kind of focused efforts to bring correction to the path of America. And most importantly, to reintroduce the voice of American patriots into the discussion, because right now we have no voice. We have no ability to see what we believe and what we think take its place on the American national scene. We have a few guys like Hannity. We got Limbaugh. We got some guys out there who are beating drums, but they don't have the kind of overall political force that millions and millions of Americans can have. 68 million Americans came together last November in 2016 and elected a person who the intelligentsia of the left and the talking heads on both sides said could not be elected. You've probably seen that video where they, captured the voices of so many people, including President Obama, saying that there was no way that Trump would ever be elected. Well, they made a gigantic mistake when they marginalized us and when they silenced us, because they didn't know how many we were. And they didn't know what we were doing on social media. They had no idea what was taking place. And then we suddenly surprised them.
A good thing would be if those 68 million people had voted, even if 10% of them showed up at these rallies this weekend, it would be amazing. I'm getting really here towards the end of the show, and what I wanted to do is I got a couple of tunes here. I got some Jordan Page, and I got some Dave Bray. Now, I don't have the new Dave Bray. Dave Bray is going to come on the show. We talked already. They're going to send me some of the new stuff, and we're going to put it on our board, and we're going to be able to play it. But just so that I can get these in before the end of the show, I want to play – everybody knows the Ballad of Lavoie Finicum that watches this show and listens to this show. I play it all the time. So I'm going to go with one that is more towards the Second Amendment. And this is Jordan Page, Arm Yourselves. And then I'm going to play I'm going to look into my Dave Bray. I think I'm going to go for Dave Bray, Taps, Amazing Grace. But right now, this is Jordan Page, Arm Yourselves. Freedom. Jordan Page.
sons as I write you this letter. Days passing, days yet to come, and the message of freedom. The message of freedom. I stand at the edge of the pages of history, and lessons unlearned. It feels like these pages are remaining unturned. With boys, it's no mystery. Children, I'm sorry to leave you this world in a state of disaster. It was given to me in a similar state, but I woke up so late in the game. Now it's spiraling faster. Cause freedom's the answer, so what is the question? Resist the advances of force and aggression, and leave to your children the promise of something more. As God is my witness, I'll be a slave no more. Boys, listen close, for our souls.
Folks, that's Jordan Page, Message of Freedom. That's just a little clip of what you might hear. And this is Dave Bray, Taps, Amazing Grace. We'll give you a couple minutes of this, and then you'll get an idea of what's going on. Jordan Page at Mount Rushmore, as well as some great speakers. Yeah, folks, that's a clip of Dave Bray. It's an Amazing Grace. We'll be hearing him out there at Mount Rushmore. If you're not making it out there and you want to be able to watch on the live feeds, there'll be live feeds up all day from the event there in Mount Rushmore. Jordan Page will be there. He's going to do like an hour set. Jordan Page is a marvelous storyteller. Every song has a story that goes with it, and he really is entertaining. If you have not seen him live, you will not want to miss it. And, of course, Dave Bray, I've seen him live in his former band, who will remain unmentioned at this time. And he's an amazing performer. The guy has got a lot of charisma, energy. He comes across as so patriotic, because he is. The guy was in the Navy, got out of the Navy and joined the Marines. I mean, that's amazing. And he backs the blue. He loves America. He loves freedom. He loves his guns. He loves his family. He loves his country. He loves everything about it. And you can find out all the information at DaveBrayUSA.com. And I think you can head on over to JordanPageMusic.com there, too, and find some of his stuff. Of course, we got the record Liberty came out a couple years ago. Good stuff. And we were there right when he released The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum. And I have on my board is the very first recording that he made at like 3 o'clock in the morning after Lavoie was killed. And him, he did the recording live, and I stole the audio and I put it on our board. It's the very first performance of The Ballad of Lavoie Finicum by Jordan Page. I have that audio. I am so honored to have that. And I met Jordan a couple times. Great guy. And, of course, Billy Belo is going to be out there. He's going to speak. You heard him here on the show. He's still on the line. Billy and Michael are still with us. So give out all the quick details again real fast for this weekend, Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. Is South Dakota in the eastern time zone, or is that in the central time zone?
It's actually in mountain time zone.
Wow, really? Oof. Mountain
yeah,
time
I didn't,
zone.
I didn't know that either.
9 a.m.
Mountain Standard Time, Mark. That means you need to stay up past your curfew.
So, yes. So, 9 a.m. from Mount Rushmore is 11 a.m. on the East Coast and 8 a.m. on the West Coast. So, get up early if you're in California. Sleep in if you're in New York. You can sleep a little longer on that day. If you're not making it out to Mount Rushmore or any of the state capitals on Saturday, you can be sure to catch the live feed and see great performances and great speakers like Billy Belo and great performers like Dave Bray and Jordan Page. And, of course, folks, state capitals this Saturday, 11 a.m. on the West Coast, 2 p.m. on the East Coast. Make sure you get out to your state capitals if you can. We have two rallies in Spring Hill in Brooksville at the Hardee's. They will be meeting with bikers, and everybody will go there and kickstands up at 10 a.m., I believe, from the Hardee's location. I thought they were having an alternate support rally at the Hardee's, which probably wouldn't be a bad idea if people stuck around with their Second Amendment signs after the bikers and everybody took off. And then they'll be at Crystal River Hardee's in Homosassa, Florida, and those kickstands go up at 10:30. So it's 10 a.m. from Hardee's in Brooksville, and then 10:30 from where is it? Crystal River, Harley, Suncoast Boulevard, Homosassa. And they'll be following the buses up there, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Sarasota, Orlando, Apopka, and Tampa Clearwater. Thank you to Shoot Straight for their donation of all these buses. This is an amazing thing. The Patriot community really needs financial backing like that of the left. How come no one will back? Like, you got guys like Ted Nugent. He's out there, he's speaking all the time, but he don't drop any money in the coffers of the Patriot movement. He don't. Does he really want to help, or does he just want to blab? I wonder. You know? You got a lot of these stars with millions of dollars, and they say they love their country, and they love this, and they love that, but they don't fund nothing. They don't donate 50 buses like Shoot Straight did. So that's pretty amazing that they did that. You very rarely see stuff like that on the Patriot side. They're funded, self-funded. People are working check to check. They are breaking their backs to fight for America, sacrificing, you know, fortune and family and homes. You know, some people are losing their wives and families over this. They're getting divorced. They're losing their jobs. Some folks really are sacrificing for you and me. So if you can't make it, be sure to thank these people as much as you possibly can for doing what they're doing. You know, it's pretty amazing. And a lot of these folks, they took an oath to defend the Constitution when they joined up in the military. They take it seriously. And these are many of the folks that will be showing up at these rallies are our veterans. Remember to back your veterans and support your veterans. And don't wait till Veterans Day to thank a veteran. You can thank a veteran any day. They earned it. They deserve it. Well, recently we had Vietnam Veterans Memorial Day where we remembered the Vietnam War. And I made mention of it here on the show because those guys, when they came back from Vietnam, really were treated poorly. You know, folks were screaming obscenities, horrible things at these guys because they didn't know who the enemy was. They'd go into a village and grandma would be throwing hand grenades. you know, and nine-year-olds would be firing machine guns at them. You know, so they give them, shooting grandmas and shooting children. But they're trying to they're defending themselves. It was horrible. They were put in a horrible situation that they should have never been in, and they served honorably and lost their brothers and sisters at the same time. And the treatment they got is horrific. I would never treat any veteran that way, no matter what. It's just, it's crazy. And again, Michael and Billy, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on. Billy, give a little bit of the live feed information again in case folks want to tune into the live feed on your end. And we'll get Mike to give some more last-minute details, and then we'll move on and end the show.
Okay, Mark. We want everybody to come to the Patriots Union. There's a page on Facebook. Also, you can find an event page located on Take a Pause Advocates United Human Support League. There will be a live feed YouTube video going out that day. It's of utmost importance that we network this information out. So if you come into any of the live feeds, make sure that you distribute it to any and all of your friends. Once you get in contact with the AUAT website, please become registered with the Patriot Unions, because it's the masses of people that we gather together to speak on behalf of we the people that's going to make the difference.
Amen. Thank you so much, Billy. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you seek out Take a Pause on Facebook, and know all. They have many different pages for many different reasons, from helping children to domestic violence to standing up for veterans, all kinds of different pages. And things that if you will find something that you can back and support in the Take a Pause movement. That's Billy Belo. Check him out. Search him out. Get involved. Good stuff. Thanks, Billy.
Thank you, Mark.
And, Michael, one last run through the details for Sunday in Mount Rushmore. You know, not that you don't have to go through the schedule, but, you know, the time it starts and, and other stuff like that, websites. Donations,
yeah,
if anybody 15th, wants to last minute donations, if you have any information for that.
Yeah, April 15th from 9 a.m. until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Have a great show and a great celebration of America going on there. Our website is at www.auat.org. Our Facebook group can be found by searching for American Patriot Union. We have a GoFundMe campaign. You can donate either through the website at auat.org or through a GoFundMe campaign. Again, there on GoFundMe, you can just search for American Patriot Union. You'll find the GoFundMe. The point that you made regarding patriots being willing to support these efforts is a great one. McRae, who was the head of the FBI, who was recently fired as a consequence of his criminal involvement, raised already $500,000 for his defense. And we, in putting on this rally, the majority of the money that we have garnered to put this rally on has been raised by the very people who are working together to make the rally happen, like Billy and myself. We need your help. We certainly can use every nickel that people are willing to contribute. We're going to stage another 10 rallies or 9 rallies throughout the summer and fall. And in order to make this happen, we need the support of patriots.
It's also very important, Mark, to express the gratitude to Dave Bray and Jordan for coming out and performing free of cost. These are patriots stepping forward and taking out of their pockets with their own time to contribute and support the Patriot Union.
Yes, indeed. That's why we love Jordan and Dave Bray. They're fine patriots. Again, I want to thank you guys so much. Folks, if you can donate, I'm sure there's still some time to donate. That's the Americans United Against Tyranny page, I think, and you can find the GoFundMe page. We'll have everything posted. I think if you look on my pages, you will see that I have them there. And just go ahead and donate if you can. It's important. We don't have financial backers like George Soros, you know. So the patriot community suffers because of it. They don't pay us $50 a day plus food and lodging to go to, stand in D.C. or go down to Baltimore and destroy the city. We got to go out and stand up and fight against that on our own dime. So donate to this effort if you can. Again, we'll have donation pages up on my Patriot Nation radio show pages. So go ahead and head out there and donate if you can. Again, guys, I want to thank you guys so much for coming on tonight. And don't forget, this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right after A Conservative's Perspective with my friend James Bostic, we will have Ryan Bundy live running for governor of Nevada. We will talk about all the things that led him to want to be governor, and then we'll talk about his campaign. You don't want to miss this. It's 8 p.m. this Thursday on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, Ryan Bundy running for governor of Nevada. Big news right there, folks. And they made the official announcement a couple weeks ago, and he'll be on the show. So be sure to tune in. That's a good one. I'm anxious to talk to him. I'm a little nervous because I've been following his story. Imagine me getting nervous talking to somebody. That's crazy. But, you know, sometimes you do. You know, you look up to these guys. This guy put his backside on the line, literally, for America, for the people, you know. And so many other people do this. And people don't realize that there's so many folks fighting for this country. And guys, again, I want to thank you for coming on the show. That's
thank you, Mark.
Mount Rushmore, 9 a.m. Mountain Time is when it kicks off. So you want to be sure to note that time, the kickoff time. We've been saying 9 a.m. I'm over here on the East Coast. For me, that's 9, 10, 11 a.m. And you guys in California and Oregon and Washington State and others, and maybe Nevada and a couple of places, that would be 8 a.m. for you guys. So wake up early in California, sleep in New York, either way, get to the live feeds, and watch this event unfold. It's the Patriot Union Party, folks. It's the beginning of something great. Good night, you guys, and again, thanks. And I'm gonna fade thank out here much. With our good friend Dave Bray. This is what it sounds like live. We're gonna do this one, the live version, because that's what you're gonna hear more than likely over there at the Mount Rushmore as Dave Bray performs, and we will have him on again here soon with new material from Dave Bray, who will be unveiling the new material Sunday. Now, I don't know if he's been playing it out yet. But I believe this is the first show he's going to play some of the new stuff. So here's Dave Bray, Star Spangled Banner, DaveBrayUSA.com. Don't forget to hit up LibertyRush.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric. Real free speech, real stuff happening at LibertyRush.com. It's good social media. A lot of the same effects. Working on a YouTube live link that links Liberty Rush to YouTube where you can do live feeds just like this. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Bray, USA, Star Spangled Banner, live. You'll hear it like this Sunday at Mount Rushmore.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Whoa, see, can you see my dawn's early light? What so proud? Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes in bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
There you have it, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Head on out. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in. and each and every one of you ladies for tuning in, and every one of you patriotic Americans who love our country and our flag and our veterans and everything else, and our president doing amazing stuff. Again, folks, good night. God bless you. God bless America. Thanks for tuning in. See ya.